Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
5 days of creation have passed in the biblical account of creation, and there only remains the sixth and final day for God to finish off his creation plan. Everything God has made up to this point in time, he's been pleased with. In verse 25 of Genesis, chapter 1, God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
And God said,
Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind.
And it was so. And God said,
Let the earth bring forth creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind.
And it was so.
The categories of animals God made are given according to man's interests. The wild animals include the large mammals such as lions, elephants, and the large reptiles known as dinosaurs. The creatures that move along the ground were insects, smaller reptiles, and small mammals like rats. In Leviticus chapter 11, animals creeping along the ground are listed as moles, mice, large and small lizards, and reptiles, and were classified as unclean for the Israelites to touch or eat. Each animal was perfectly fashioned for its way of life. One of the more fascinating insects is the butterfly. The eggs hatch out into caterpillars, which eat leaves, growing until they're ready to enter into a time of rest and transformation. Eventually, what emerges is a beautiful butterfly with delicate wings, usually with bright marking patterns on each wing. Of course, we don't know how truly wonderful creation groups were because everything on the earth lived in perfection. There was no evolutionary struggle for existence among the animals either, for God saw that it was good. Neither could one kind of animal change itself into a different kind, because God set limits on each genetic code of each created category. It wasn't until Adam and Eve sinned and were banned from the Garden of Eden that everything changed. They then had to work hard to make crops grow to feed themselves. No longer was the ground as productive. Thorny weeds sprang up and the animals had changes too. Some of them began to eat each other rather than the grass that they had eaten previously. Yet a water vapor canopy remained around the earth to protect it from drying out, as there was no rain at that point in time. A second great upheaval occurred to the earth, which involved both people and land animals. In the 10th generation from Adam lived a man named Noah. Because of the great wickedness being done by human beings on the earth, God was very disappointed in them and decided to destroy them. He found Noah to be a faithful man and told him to build a big ship, or an ark, to house the land animals for a time when a great flood would cover the earth. It took Noah and his three sons 120 years to build the ark. All that time, Noah preached to crowds of mockers about God's coming judgment as a flood to destroy the earth. All the people had never seen rain. They didn't believe that things would change, nor did they attempt to call on God for the forgiveness of their wicked deeds. Noah and his family finally finished their preparations, housed all the animals that came to them and entered the ark with their sons and their wives. The Bible says that God closed up the door of the ark and that he broke up the water vapor canopy that protected the earth. The fountains of the deep were also broken. Together, huge amounts of water spread out all over the earth as rain poured down from the skies for 40 days and 40 nights. All land-dwelling things that were not in the ark perished. Massive amounts of land and water moved in the currents and upheaval that resulted from these disastrous events. From the fossils found around the world, seashells have been found in Antarctica, and mass graves of animals buried so quickly that many didn't rot before they were petrified into rock. When Noah and his family left the ark around 370 days from the first day of rain, they stepped out into an entirely new earth. Such events happened around 2,300 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. It was only at this point in time, as recorded in Genesis chapter 9, that God allowed people to eat meat. From then on, the earth was watered from rain clouds, and some places grew much colder, while others became so dry that only a few creatures could live there. While some animals died of the snow and extreme cold of the ice age that followed the flood, others seemed to transform and adapt to their new environment. One such animal was the camel. This animal has been so useful to people living in low rainfall areas of the world. Some camels have one hump while others have two. Contrary to common belief, the humps are not full of water, but stored fat for the animal to use when there's little vegetation for the animal to eat. When given a good drink, a camel can swallow 100 litres or 25 gallons of water in 10 minutes. However, all that water doesn't go straight to its bloodstream, as this would cause the blood cells to explode, but instead into its muscles. People have a fairly constant body temperature, but camels have a variation of temperature depending on the time of day or night. This enables them to reduce the amount of water loss by up to two-thirds of what they would lose if they had a constant temperature all around the clock. Camels are prized for their load-carrying capacity, and they usually worked hard. Camels were in Egypt when Abraham was there. At the same time, Job, who lived in the land of Uz, owned 6,000 of them. Even Australia has a large wild camel herd, mostly the one-hump variety. They were introduced in the 1860s to be part of an explorer's inland expedition, and they've settled into Australia's outback conditions well. Camels eat most of the outback plants, and they don't need shoeing like a horse. They travel across the outback without the need for roads. A young camel can start work when it's 3 years old and can continue until it's 40, which is a long working life for an animal. An adult male can carry as much as 600 kilograms in one load, which is quite impressive. With progress in transport and the building of roads, camel trains weren't needed after the 1920s. So many people just let their camels go so they could fend for themselves. People throughout the history of the world have tamed or semi-tamed some animals to make their own workload easier. One of the favourite animals to be trained and worked are dogs. They've helped farmers herd their domesticated animals like cows and sheep, and they've been good companions for people of all ages. One lonely old lady said, "If no one else loves you, your dog does." God made the animals for the benefit of us humans, and everything was in place, ready for when God created Adam. The order in which God created the world is different from what is taught about by the theory of evolution. A senior scientist gave a lecture comparing creation with evolution. He said that he asked his audience to tell him any one thing about evolution that is true. He was met with silence. He posed the same question to an important university group of evolutionists. For quite a while there was complete silence. Then one person spoke up and said, "I do know one thing. It ought not to be taught in high school." An American professor of law decided to evaluate the evidence for evolution from the perspective of a lawyer. After extensive study and research, he wrote a book named Darwin on Trial that rocked the scientific world. In the book, the professor gave his conclusion: the proved evidence for evolution is miserably lacking on every front. Yet scientists continue to cling to this false science because to abandon it would leave them with no explanation for the origin of life apart from a creating God, which they refuse to consider. Sometimes human arrogance and ignorance leave us without information on the delicate balance God needed to make the world to function correctly. The fine tuning of the universe is shown in the precise strengths of the four basic forces. Most people have heard of gravity, which is the weakest of the four. The next one is 1,034 times more powerful than gravity, and the one after that again is 1,000 times stronger than the last one, and the most powerful force of the four is yet a further 100 times stronger than the previous one. Even if these forces had a slightly different strength, the life-sustaining universe that we know would be impossible. For example, if gravity was slightly stronger, all the stars in the universe would burn out rapidly. Our lack of knowledge of such things makes it easier to think that the universe is simple in creation. We often fail to realize that God put his wisdom into the complex making of everything. Take the irritating housefly, which has more flying abilities than any bird, bat, or bee. According to a British scientist, a housefly can make 6 turns a second, hover, fly straight up, fly straight down, fly backwards, do somersaults, and land on a ceiling. Yet it has a brain smaller than a sesame seed. Flies are also loaded with senses. They have compound eyes which give a wide field of vision and help them to detect motion. They also have wind-sensitive hairs, antenna, and three light sensors on the top of their heads to tell them which way is up. Such engineering is very impressive. But if God put so much wisdom into ordinary houseflies, imagine what it means to know that human beings are fearfully and wonderfully made. It gives the impression of just how valuable each individual person is to God. God gave up his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die a physical death and save those souls of people who trust in Jesus to wipe out their eternal debt of their sin and inherited sinful nature. To show just how complex our world is, we should study the experiment conducted from 1984 to 1991 in the United States. An airtight enclosure covering just over 3 acres of land named Biosphere 2 became an isolated living environment created to supply all the factors necessary for sustaining life. It was a self-contained small representation of life on Earth, containing soil, air, water, plants and animals. Despite an investment of about $200 million and an annual multi-million dollar operating budget, almost unlimited technology support and heroic effort, the Biosphere 2 proved impossible to sustain 8 human beings with adequate food, water and air for 2 years. Just 15 months after the unit was enclosed, in 1991, oxygen had to be added from the outside. 19 of the 25 animal species became extinct. All the species that could pollinate the plants became extinct, as did most of the insects. Water and air pollution became acute and temperature control was a problem. Given all that helped to succeed, the Biosphere 2 didn't work. Yet the wonderfully integrated ecosystems of Earth supposedly just happened without intelligent design, so the evolutionists tell us. In Psalm 14 it says, "Fools say to themselves, there is no God." Our thanks and praise to our great Creator God should be given for all that He has done for us and the world around us. Certainly the creation of land animals on the 6th day of creation has made life much easier for human achievement. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound at the website bibleradio.org.au. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.